Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Pei Gimel, Psachim 83a, pagination is 165. We'll be starting from the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top. The mitzvah in the Torah Parshas Bo, which in the Chinuch is Mitzvah Ches, Mitzvah 8, is that a person should not leave over from the meat of the Karban Pesach beyond the proper time. In the words of the Torah, Velo sosiru mimenu ad boker, you should not leave over from the flesh of the meat until the morning. And that would indicate an effort that's made to eat the meat in the proper time and to consume it, to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Now, there are actually two different dimensions to this mitzvah. One is shelo lahosir, to make an effort not to leave over for the morning, that it should really be calculated that we're going to eat it at night and do the mitzvah properly. And properly, according to the Mefarshim, such as the Ralbag and the Barbanel, has to do with the fact that during that first Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, they were going against the local culture. Their taskmasters apparently worshipped or held godly of the lamb, and the Jews were going to go against that culture, sacrifice the lamb and eat it. And to do that while they were still under the jurisdiction of the Egyptians before the salvation came was considered a major accomplishment. You're stepping out while you still have an isayon, you still have a test. Once Makas Bechoros comes, and once daybreak comes and Moshe says it's time to leave and the Egyptians are helpless and are agreeing that we should leave, at that point eating the Karban Pesach is not going to be an accomplishment. And therefore the Torah was very clear, make sure to do the mitzvah in a timely manner. The second dimension is lisrof, that what's left over gets burnt. The next morning, it gets burnt. We'll discuss which next morning. But it does get burnt, and the Bechor Shor explains, because now that it's discarded and the mitzvah is over, we don't want it mushlach bivi zayon, lying around in disgrace, so that yochluhu kalavim, that the dogs should be eating it. It's sacred on some level. It's the leftovers from the kachim, and it has to be treated accordingly. The Mishnah tells us, Ho'atzamos v'hagidim v'hanosar, the leftovers of the Karban Pesach, yisrufu b'shisha osar, should be burnt on the 16th of the month. Let's clarify. The Karban Pesach would be brought the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. That night, which is the start of the 15th of the month, is Seder night, and that's when it would be eaten. The 15th in the morning, a few hours later, it was clear what was considered nosar leftover, but it would not actually be burnt until the following day, the 16th of the month, which is biblically the first day Chol HaMoed, and that's how it would be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. At the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the first day of Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah tells us, Chol Tes Zayin Lihios B'Shabbos, if the 16th, which is when it was supposed to be burnt, turns out to be Shabbos, meaning the Karban was brought on Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, which is halachically Friday, was the Seder, and it's supposed to be burnt the following morning. But that's Shabbos, so you can't burn it on Shabbos. Just like, as we'll see, you weren't allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. That's why the whole delay that we're waiting for the 16th. So if the 16th turns out to be Shabbos, Yisrufu b'Yud Zayin, it would not get burnt until the 17th, meaning Sunday morning. Lefisha ein dochen loes hashabos veloes Yom Tov. Because burning the leftovers doesn't push away the laws of Shabbos or the laws of Yom Tov. Let's skip to the second side of the page. And towards the bottom, about 12 lines from the bottom, Chol Tes Zayin, the Mishnah's consideration, what happens if the 16th is Shabbos? Ve'amai, why indeed can't you burn the Kodshim on Shabbos? And by extension, why wouldn't you be allowed, even in the first case of the Mishnah, to burn it on Yom Tov? Nesi ase v'yitchilos ase. Why can't the ase of burning, the positive command to burn the Kodshim, knock away the los ase of prohibition of burning things? Omar Chizkiya v'chein tonid v'chizkiya Omar Kra, this entire rule is actually based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, don't leave it till the morning. V'hanosar mimenu ad boker bo'esh tisrofu. And what is left over until the morning, it should be burnt. She'ein tamad lomar ad boker, you don't need that second ad boker. If you read it, you might think, oh, I'm glad you're explaining yourself or something. But truthfully, it's not necessary to say the second ad boker until the morning if this was referring to the same morning as the first ad boker. Ma tamad lomar ad boker, what does it mean ad boker? Liten lo boker, sheni lisrefa, so it's referring to a second morning, which is when it's actually going to get burnt. And therefore we read the pasuk, lo sosiru mimenu ad boker, don't leave it to the morning, meaning first day Pesach morning. It's got to be eaten at night. V'hanosa mimenu ad boker, and what remains on the morning, meaning the following morning, the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after Yom Tov, b'esh tisrofu, that would get burnt. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.